Welcome back to the No Point Podcast. How are you today, Francis?
That's a tough question, but I'm going to go with I'm doing good.
Why is it a tough question? Please tell me more.
You want to know?
Yeah, I want you to elaborate.
Why am I just doing good?
Yeah, what could make this great?
What could make today great?
What could make any day great?
You know, I just feel like the weather's getting warmer.
Yes, that's how weather
works. And my allergies are getting worse. You know what I mean? And I know it's coming. And the major thing is now I go outside and I smell mulch. And
mulch smells disgusting.
Mulch is my least favorite smell in the entire world.
Oh my gosh, where did you smell it?
Garden City.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of mulch. And I just, like, okay, so I think of it this way, right? I like the smell of gasoline. We've talked about, you like the smell of gasoline, right?
Gasoline smells good.
But other people hate the smell of gasoline. Like, that's like a big smell that people hate. And there's other things that I think, like, people are like, that smells really bad, but I can take the smell. Mulch is the most infuriating smell of all time for me.
I would agree.
I don't know how do people do it. So, I'm not that good because I understand that I'm about to be in a world full of mulch.
This is not a tangent I expected. I want you to know that.
Yeah, you didn't see it coming?
No, I didn't. Truly, we talk about anything on this podcast.
No, I would say that welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
If this is your first time listening to the No Point Podcast, I'm Chippy Bree, the voice behind the camera, and who are you?
And
who are you? Who are you and what are you doing on my podcast? Explain yourself, sir.
Well, I'm just thinking
explain yourself.
If this, first of all, I like that you said on your podcast.
This is my podcast.
That was wonderful. But I'm going to say,
whose podcast is this?
I would say ours. I would say ours.
Our podcast?
Like, the fact that you wouldn't even consider ours was the craziest thing. Like, even then, you just thought the only two options were mine or yours. No way it could be a combined. But I was gonna say, if this is like, because I was thinking about it, and you were like, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, who are you? And right now, everybody would refer to me as Mulch Guy. Because so far, I've just come on this podcast and complained about mulch.
What's wrong with being known as the Mulch Guy?
Because technically, I'm the anti-Mulch Guy. And I'm concerned that my image will get around as Mulch Guy, and then people will assume
yeah,
I love mulch. Yeah, I can't. Because I hate it.
On the record, anti-Mulch Guy. Mulch.
But I'm Francis. I sit on a roof all day, and that's kind of what we do.
Oh my gosh, are you Francis Moten?
No,
that's
different
you?
Guy.
You're the sad guy on the roof all day.
Yeah, that guy.
No way.
You know, I would just like to say, like, I just wish there's definitely another person that does this. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Sits on the roof all day?
Can I just tell you that? Do you not believe? Okay, so we've talked about this where some of our content goes really viral on like a Pinterest or like a weird website.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Pinterest, weird website, right? So they go viral there, and that's obviously not our accounts. We don't run them. They're just our videos.
Somebody takes our
videos and
reposts it on
Pinterest. So I'm assuming, you know,
Pinterest.
Somebody that speaks English.
Yeah.
Okay. Who also, primary language is another language, does the same exact thing, different language.
You think somebody takes our script, translates it to a different language, and does it? Or do you think they just...
Yeah, why not? Do you think there's a person? I think this is a dark part of the internet, but I truly believe that every single person's content, right, is done by another person in another language. Because there's only like 10% of the world that speaks, or like 5% of the world that speaks English, right, or 9%. I gave you three different numbers, and they're vastly different.
You know what this seems
but
like
I know it's below 10.
This seems like to me, this seems like you're just being a petty person.
No!
That's insisting.
No, no, no.
Somebody must be stealing my content.
No.
It is so good
no.
that I am not
no.
the only person that's ever
no.
done this.
I've,
Somebody
no.
thought it was genius, but they didn't have the opportunity
no.
to do it in
hope,
Swedish.
No.
So then they took my content.
No, I'm just saying that you're like that there's a sad person that's, you know, there's a sad person that sits on the roof. I'm hoping something. Maybe it's more of a hope. I hope there's somebody in, like, Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Speaking our videos and, like, that person, whether they've seen our videos or not.
Oh, I'm just hoping it's a coincidence.
I'm hoping. He thinks
that coincidentally, multiple people have had the idea of sitting on a roof and filming a video.
Do you think there's a Mr. Beast in like, another country?
No, it's Mr. Beast. He just re-records his own videos.
I know. I know that exists, but I bet there's, like, a Mr. Beast of India.
It's Mr. Beast.
No, but I bet there's somebody that does Mr. Beast content in India. The fact that you even
compared yourself to Mr. Beast. No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm not saying that. I was just hoping that what we're saying is there's somebody somewhere doing the exact same thing as us, coincidence or not, just because they wouldn't know. You know what I mean?
No, you can't talk yourself out of that. Let's just move on for the sake of moving on. There's
a billion people in the world. Maybe somebody else wanted to sit on their roof and be sad. You think I'm the only one?
Nobody's as sad as you, buddy. No one? Buddy, and you know what makes it even sadder?
What?
The fact that you sit on your roof all day. So he's Francesmo 10, and he's guesting on my podcast. Oh,
okay.
Because I'm Chippy Bree.
I like that you said guesting. That's a very different thing.
You're guesting.
Like it's guessing, but I'm guesting? Maybe it is right.
Guesting. Yeah, guessing? Yeah. No, ever try to correct me.
Maybe,
I don't know.
So I have
a story that we wanted to share
here. Oh, I'm excited.
So we talked about this podcast, and we've been kind of, like, alluding towards this episode for a while now.
My birth story.
No, not your birth story. Why do you, every time, you think it's going to your birth story?
I just want to talk about it.
No.
You know what I mean? If you were part of a triathlon during your birth, maybe you'd want to talk about it, too. But no more hints on my birth story.
You remember absolutely nothing about your birth.
I have a birth story.
You do not have a birth story. Tell me your birth story.
Do you have a birth story?
Sit down. What happened? What made your birth so exciting? You wanted to share...
I'm just saying that episode one of this podcast, if you go back, we allude to my birth story, and then you say eventually we'll talk about our birth story, and it's been 4 seasons that I haven't got to address my birth story. And I think, you know, maybe I figured out today that it's your podcast, so I thought I'd bring my grievances to the man whose podcast it is to see if he'd allow me to do it. But you don't want to, so please, tell me your story.
I don't want to talk about your birth story. Is that so?
That's fine. That's fine.
It seems gross.
That's
whatever. I don't know where it's going, but it seems gross.
Sure. I just thought that maybe they'd want to know about a procedure that involves 17 doctors and one veterinarian, but that's fine.
What?
No more hints. No more hints. Please, tell me your super interesting story that's not my birth.
One veterinarian.
I know! And I, during a triathlon, no, I can't.
During a triathlon?
I cannot get to the, okay, continue.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about
today. I was bred for greatness, that's what? All I'm gonna say.
And you became such a failure.
Continue.
And you came... Well, I didn't even get to say that we post an episode of this podcast every single Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So if
you... Is that, like, your thing?
Well, yeah, that's what I didn't
know.
Say.
So what I'm finding out is, like, you have, like, things. Because, like, you know, obviously my thing is Welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing. And I thought your thing was Roll the Intro, but now I'm finding out you have two things.
Somebody has to tell them when we post a new episode of our podcast.
What's my second thing?
You don't get a second thing. Because you're a guest star.
Okay.
Once it becomes your podcast, then you get to figure out.
No, my second thing is how you always forget that we give a code word, and then I try to remind you.
Oh, continue. Somebody's a little upset. I'm just saying. You're a little upset. Okay, so here's what I was trying to
yes.
say. Can I? Are you going to let me finish? Are you
gonna Please. Let me finish?
So
tell
we
me your
talked
story.
About a few weeks ago your office.
Yes.
And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen. We discussed that Francis calls a place in our house his office, which isn't actually his office.
No, you phrased that wrong. A place that is his office, it's just unconventional for people to address that as their office.
So now let's talk about something new. It's your second office. We talked about you have a home office and you have an office that's not at home.
Okay. Yes.
So
I'm obviously you did the first one of like you started off where my first office is, which spoiler alert is my bedroom, right? Like not my bedroom, my bed specifically. Like if JP needs to talk to me early in the morning, I go please step into my office and I lift the quilt and it can come in and that's where I
Once
do my
again,
office hours.
I do not go in. I need that to be clear. I do not go into his bed.
On record. Have you, sir, Your Honor?
I have gone into his bed.
I'm
going
to address
the jury. Okay, I have gone into his bed.
Have
Is
you
that a
ever
crime? Is that a crime? Siblings are dating.
When?
Siblings are dating.
When
siblings are dating.
When I pulled over the covers and I've said, step into my office, you've said no.
Well, I'm saying that if not my fault, I don't get to pick where the office is.
Yeah.
So if I have an office meeting and the person says their office is their bed.
And you try to make these stories as if you don't approve that these are my office. Like that I'm a crazy man.
I don't approve that your bed is your office. Okay.
Your Honor, I'd like to present evidence number B. Have you ever came upstairs and goes, excuse me, is there any chance I can come into the office?
No, I've never said that. You're pretty don't lie. Where's your second office?
So I have a second office.
Yes, tell me obviously, about your second office.
All good businessmen have a second office. I understand.
I suppose.
It's kind of like that how all good businessmen have a second wife, right?
I don't know if that's accurate.
I don't know, but I have a second office because, you know, I would say I'm semi-successful in the industry, so I need a second office.
No, that you are absolutely not successful.
Semi-successful, so I need a second office.
So you need a second office. So where's your second office?
So my second office, you know, I scoured around and I kind of just, you know,
toured a few places.
I toured a few places, and you know when you find the right spot, like find the house, right, when you're just going by and you see your house and you're like, I'm going to live there someday. It was kind of like that. You were grocery shopping. I was office shopping. So it was a match made in heaven. And I go in, and all of a sudden, I don't know if people have these here, but I'm going to have to specify. It's a market where in this market, they do this really nifty, suave thing.
No, don't try to rephrase it. Our local grocery store provides their shoppers, with complimentary coffee. While you shop, can enjoy a nice hot coffee.
So anyway, I'm walking in and I see this man with a big jug, like a keg of coffee.
I don't know keg.
I don't know the word, but what do you call the word? Like a keg, like a big thing of coffee. And he walks over to this coffee thing and he puts coffee in. And I'm like, oh, you know, I could go for some coffee. I wonder how much this coffee is. And I'm looking around for a price. And I go, what's the deal with the coffee? And the guy goes, oh, it's just free. You just
anybody can have the coffee.
Anybody can have the coffee. And now I was like, well, good sir. Thank you so much. So I take
that
a little.
That might be the most awkward interaction I've ever seen.
Well, because I've just met the bellboy.
That's not the bellboy.
I just met the
doorman. You mean
the bellboy in my office building? No,
I think you're confusing bellhop. There is no such thing as a bellboy, and a bellhop carries your luggage from the front lobby to your room.
Yeah, he was similar to that.
That's not anything that this random clerk.
He was the
probably
host.
Making no.
He was the host of my office
as a cashier.
So basically, I met the first guy who worked in the office, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna there's free coffee here, right?
Yeah,
which is fantastic to me. And you just continued shopping, but I was making some coffee, sitting around the office, met some of the other local people that were in the office, you know? And I thought from that moment on, I have a second place that I can get things done and, you know, get my coffee.
It would be fine if while we're going shopping, Francis gets a free coffee, he enjoys the complimentary beverage,
okay. Yeah.
He, you know, makes his coffee and moves on. Here's where the problem came on.
Uh-huh.
Francis doesn't like going grocery shopping with me.
I don't.
And more, Francis started randomly tagging along. And I kind of got suspicious. And I was like, what's going on? And I know Francis would always leave me for a second and go get the coffee, and I think nothing of it. He's using the beverage dispensary.
Yeah.
Until I find out, I get home one day and Francis isn't home, and I'm like, where is Francis?
Uh-huh.
Francis comes in a few minutes later of the house,
uh-huh,
and he walks in with a coffee from the grocery store.
Yeah,
but with no groceries.
Uh-huh.
So I go, Francis, did you go grocery shopping?
Mm-hmm.
And Francis says, no, well, I didn't go grocery shopping. I said, what did you do? He goes, I went into the office. And I said, and you didn't look around or anything? He said, no, I went to the office, I got a cup of coffee, and I came to my home office to work for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. I got some stuff from my work office, brought it home, and then I'm going to do the rest of my things in my home office.
You are exploiting a free perk of shoppers because you're no longer, you're just,
but
you're
that's
just
not
enjoying
what the bellhop
coffee.
Told me.
No, that he just.
But the bellhop told me it's free coffee and you could just help yourself.
So you're taking them up on that office.
And I'm taking them up on that offer. To me, it was no problem that day, right? And you thought it was funny. And I mean, I was dead serious. But you know when somebody else is laughing and you can't fully comprehend why it's funny laughing to them?
This is so a joke. Just, this is your office.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, oh, I guess it's funny that he can't comprehend what's happening here. And I think that you thought it was a bit of a joke. Until we were driving one day.
Yes, this
and
is true.
We have to go somewhere together. And I go, 1 second. And I pull into the grocery store. And you go, what the heck, Francis? We have to go somewhere. We can't grocery shop. And I said, we're not grocery shopping.
Picking up coffee.
I'm just picking up coffee from my office. And he goes, no. You said no.
I said no. Because you said no. You weren't planning on buying anything.
And I said, what do you mean no? And he said, because you're not planning on buying, we can't just go in there and get coffee. And I said,
you can't do that.
I said, what do you mean? But here's the thing. I did go in and I grabbed
coffee.
And I walked out.
And nothing happened.
And at that moment, you realized that this is a problem.
This is a problem
that you need to put me on blast in the middle of a podcast. But I'll have you know, right? Like BJ's and Sam's Clubs and all those other places that have free samples.
Yeah.
And you take one and then you don't buy anything. It's not a problem, right?
Yeah.
And I shop at this grocery store.
No, you do
so
not
I,
shop.
I've never pay this
seen
rent.
You I've never seen you shop at this grocery store.
Okay, my family shops.
Yes, or your family.
My family shops at the
grocery. He never comes grocery shopping with
yeah.
us. He only recently has started tagging along, and he's been very eager to come with us recently. Now he's going separately, but he's yeah. never individually bought something from this grocery store.
And here's where
I would not consider you a customer.
Here's where I've gotten a little bit nervous about my work office. So, you know when you can feel the work environment changing?
Toxic work environment.
Toxic Tell work environment. So anyway, I've started to, I go to my office, I get a coffee, and then one day, I'm talking to my grandmother.
No. We'll talk about this in 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Because I know where this is going, and this is why I'm bringing this up. This was the main part of the story.
Oh, okay.
The main part of the story was to dissect this incident.
Okay, so before we get to that, then, I'll state my claim here on why I feel like second office, free coffee, allows it. The busboy told me, he said it's free coffee.
My family has
shopped there. I don't feel like I've committed a crime.
I think there has been a crime committed.
You think there's a crime committed?
Dishonesty, if nothing
else. I didn't think the crime had been committed until I talked to my grandmother.
And we'll talk about that once we get back from this quick commercial break. Do not go anywhere. Don't remove... What's the old-timey saying? Don't change the dial.
No. Take your hand off the remote.
No, I think it's don't change that dial.
Sure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right back. So when did you realize this was starting to be a toxic work environment?
I feel like you're saying this because you want me to shut down that office.
I want you to close the office.
I want you to lay off the employees, live on this podcast. I only have one office.
Yeah.
But I just told you every good businessman has two. And I can't go down to one. But here's where I figured out that,
it's becoming a problem.
So anyway, I'm in my bathrobe. I'm about to go head down to my work office, And all of a sudden, I see my grandmother, and she stops me, and she goes, Francis, I saw the weirdest thing happen today. And now, for a woman who lived during woman suffrage, the weirdest thing happened, you're a little bit intrigued, right? You ever think about that when an old person says the craziest thing happened? That shoot's crazy. Like, some of these people, fought through, wars. Like,
you served in Vietnam.
But so for you to be like, the craziest thing happened.
Tell me.
Like, we lived through a pandemic, right? So I bet, people eventually are going to be like, we're those people. But they're
no,
like...
No. But the crazy thing, if I was to say the craziest thing ever happened to me, that's like some guy at Walmart was shirtless at Walmart. And I'm man, the craziest thing ever happened.
But
that's because I never served a nom.
Yeah.
But if I served
a nom...
For them
to say the craziest thing happened, Like, it would have to compete to, like, my grandmother finding out she can vote. You know what I mean? Like, that's gotta be wild.
Craziest thing happened. Last night I went to bed, couldn't vote.
Couldn't vote today?
I woke up, I voted twice.
It was incredible. I just kept doing it. I committed voter fraud. They shouldn't have let me vote. But yeah, so, like, the craziest thing to happen to them, like, it has to be, like, also, like, you know, a draft. Like, they're like, yesterday I wasn't a military man. Today I'm a military man. Who said? Well, they decided for me.
They also, like, witnessed, like, the invention of, like, the television.
Yeah. I've always thought about this, from, like, black and white to color.
You know, Hank Green posted a video today, because somebody else duetted Hank Green on TikTok, and he basically asked...
Hank Green from America, or the Hank Green in Zimbabwe? Because there's two different ones.
No, so I watched Zimbabwe. Because Hank Green answers the internet stupid questions.
Yeah.
And this was a question that I've never thought of, and now I was like, dang, and I want to see what you think the answer is.
Sure.
What do dogs think happens on an elevator? They get on an elevator, that elevator, now, when they get off that elevator,
goes up.
They're in a completely different place.
Okay. They go down, go up, different place. Is it weird to say I don't think they even conceptualize that.
They don't think they're in a different place?
I think they're just like, I was in a box, and then I left the box, and then I'm somewhere else. Like, they just move. Because here's the thing, they get transported all the time in cages.
You're right. You know, he had a better answer. He said it was a portal. Like, he thinks the dogs think it's a portal.
Yeah, I don't think they...
But the crate thing really ruins the argument. All right, I'm disappointed. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah, okay.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Did I just beat Hank Green? I'm disappointed.
My bad.
Did I beat Hank Green?
No.
Oh.
You beat the Zimbabwe Hank Green.
Dang it. That guy. So my grandmother's like, the craziest thing happened, so I'm invested. And I go... I'm locked in. Whatever you say, Grandma. She's like, we can show our ankles.
Yesterday, I drove a horse. Today, I drove a car.
They're no longer stoning women for looking at another man. Like crazy things can happen. She goes, I was in the market that we go to. That has, you know, my office.
Yeah.
So she goes, I was in the market.
She didn't know Francis was using this for free coffee.
She didn't know this was the thing about my office, you know? So she's like, you know, I was in your office today, but she doesn't know it. So she just says she was in the market, a little bit rude. So she was like, I was in the market today and this guy was getting thrown out.
Security, police, the whole nine yards.
And I was like, what the heck happened in my office? I'm really a little concerned.
Yeah. You really can't find good office place nowadays.
I was like, well, because one of the reasons was I thought it was in a good neighborhood.
Yeah,
like
the neighborhood's going down.
I thought the property value was on the way up. But to find out that there's crime being committed in my office is disheartening. And I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? Because now I'm super invested. Because that's my work. So anyway, she goes... I've seen the guy around, and he comes in all the time, and he just gets a coffee, and then he leaves. But you're not allowed to do that. So what happened was they finally got him, and they were like, you can't do that. And he's now permanently banned.
So, no, to preface this. So he was coming in, he was getting coffee for free, and he was leaving.
Yeah.
They noticed him because he was doing this a lot. So they trespassed him.
Yeah.
So they basically said, if you come back, you'll get permanently banned. Like, if you come back, you'll get arrested.
Yeah.
And he came back for coffee.
Yeah. Because
he thought it was a bluff.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, this is for paying customers only.
Yeah.
And you're abusing the system. And
so that's pretty devastating, though, to hear. You know what I mean? Like, has anybody ever... Like, imagine, like, you're wearing this hat, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, did you hear? It's a crime to wear a blue hat. They just absolutely, like, gave a guy a death penalty for a blue hat. And, like, you're wearing a blue hat. You're like, well, wait a minute. I gotta get this off.
I knew it was a crime before you were committing. Because there's a little sign that says... For our valued customers only.
And I'm not... Well, again, that's where I believe I should still get in. I'm a valued customer.
To who?
To them.
To who?
I could right now go on this podcast, shop at this market, and maybe 3 or 4 people might add it to their daily location. You know what I mean? That's value. I don't think that guy had that same value. So anyway, I'm sitting...
So hold on, are you now saying you're more valuable because you got clout? Is that what you're saying?
I can bring two new customers to that store. I won't because I don't like the way they treated that man doing something I think is okay. I will not give them a shout out. I will not give them the three extra people I believe I could get to go there. But people probably already know because I feel like there's very few places that offer this nice thing. Probably because they want to avoid people like me or just using it. So anyway, so I'm sitting there and I have to look dead in the eye with her and be like, gosh darn it, that's terrible. But like, I'm also trying to like defend the man a little bit, like to see if man, I can get her on this side.
What an awful guy. I was like, Maybe this is his best part of his day. Maybe Starbucks really is expensive nowadays. Maybe the coffee's just better there. Maybe.
That's kind of how it went. That's funny. Because that's how it went. I was like, awful guy. But, you know, coffee's expensive other places. And I go, I just can't believe he was using them for that. Maybe he felt homey there. it was like little things like that. And she goes, I would like, you know, I always feel bad that like, you know, he got kicked out, but you know, he really shouldn't have done that because that's for the paying customers. And otherwise, like, you know, maybe the company could shut down on the coffee. And that's where I had a problem because I was like, you think his cup of day is ruining it? I mean, maybe his plus mine, but just him alone.
That will make a ten.
You're not stopping anything.
How much coffee do you think this sucker's drinking?
I'm pouring out a second one for the boy tomorrow. I'm toasting. Like, what do you mean? You're like,
so now Francis goes in, he gets his cup a day, he brings it out to the parking lot. There's my guy waiting in the parking lot.
That was the issue, is that day I was walking home with two coffees, because I was like, I got one for JP too, you know what I mean?
Francis sometimes comes home double-fisting the free coffee with no groceries, nothing.
I will say I did double-fist one day, and I said, because tomorrow I don't think I'll be able to make it into the office.
And you can't go a day.
Maybe we should buy a coffee maker.
Yeah, we have a coffee maker. I don't know why. I don't know what you think this coffee is.
Okay,
but
here's the thing. So obviously, I found out that this is a problem. And since then, I have not...
done it. Yes, you have.
No, well, I've went into the grocery market and personally not bought anything. But I'm always with someone that will buy someone.
Yeah.
So, like, then I feel a little bit less guilty about doing it. But, you know, like, there have been times where, like, I will get one and I'll walk close to somebody who has a carriage. You know what I mean?
I'm not with them, but if you squint,
yeah,
might be with them.
You know, and
this
maybe...
is where this got bad.
Yeah.
You know when I realized this was an addiction? So it was Francis's birthday, December 30th.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, Francis, we're going for breakfast. We'll go get you your breakfast. And Francis goes, can you guys pick me up a souffle from Panera?
I love souffle.
And
from Panera.
A coffee. And we were like, coffee from Dunkin', coffee from Starbucks. And you go, the grocery store.
I grew attached to their coffee. I did. And maybe I am a bit of a valued customer. Because does he on his birthday want that coffee?
If they started charging you for the coffee, would you do it?
No, absolutely not. Well, you can't charge me for something I was getting for free. You know what I mean? It's kind of like all of a sudden, you know, I'm like, hey, you like that water? And they're like, yeah. It's like, have some more. You like that water? Have some more. And then I'm like, you want that water? And they're like, yeah. And then I'm like, actually, that's going to be $3 today. You know, I'd feel wrong. But maybe if they told me, maybe if the bellboy told me day one that it was a service that, you know, it would have been the thing. But here's the thing. I've moved
that
on.
That was the most nothing statement ever. You go, if maybe...
If he told me that it was like a dollar.
Let me impersonate Francis. Yeah, so if the bellboy told me on the first day that, like, it would have been a different thing.
If he told me it was like a dollar and I, like, just got a dollar. Or if he told me that I had to purchase something... I mean, I would just look around and I'd scavenger for something.
The cheapest item.
And I'd walk out. Because I like good deals. You know, and I think you're trying to make a guy who likes good deal the villain of this story. And corporate America will have you think that same thing. But there's no problem with it. Because here's the thing, I've moved on. I consider that my old work office.
Okay.
I have a new one.
Oh, well, maybe we'll save that for another day. But if you guys ever wanted to join and engage with me and Francis in some civic dialogue, if you want to see some extra...
I think you mean civil.
Civil.
Civic, I don't even know dialogue, what that would be.
You should check out our fan house. It's linked in the description of every single one of our episodes. Yes. You can make an account for free using the code FREEPASS, and you get a group chat with me and Francis and all the people that like the podcast. You get to see some never-be-seen-before content, and it's an awesome way to... say that you guys support us.
Maybe we can post a picture of the texture of the coffee. So they can see, like,
who wants
like,
to see that?
Well, because if I give them the brand, I might add three people customers to there.
And you won't do that.
And I won't do that. Not for me and my boy.
What's the code word for this podcast?
The code word for this podcast will be, because I was thinking the craziest thing happened.
I think that's it.
Okay.
The craziest thing happened to me.
Yeah. The craziest thing happened to me, and I lived through women's suffrage.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. And make sure you follow No Point Podcast on Instagram, and make sure you come back every single Friday because we post a new episode. Make sure you subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, your grandmother's iPad. Your grandfather's iPad, everybody's device in your family.
Yeah,
subscribe
and
to our podcast.
Find your work devices and wherever that work office may be.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm Chippy Bree signing off.
And I'm Francis from America, not the other one. There's probably more.
Thank you for listening to No Point Podcast. New episode every week. Make sure you follow on social media so you don't miss a single second to this total nonsense.